This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. There are a lot of bright, accomplished high school students in Detroit who see college as out of reach. They're never told about student aid. They're not aware of courses to help them do well on SAT or ACT tests. Detroit students might not be aware of the Detroit Promise, a program created by Mayor Mike Duggan to set aside tax dollars to fund two-year college scholarships. If only there was a group to help coordinate all the programs and the assistance available to students. Well, actually there is. It's called the Detroit College Access Network. It's headed up by Ashley Johnson, and she joins us now. Let's start by talking about some of the major obstacles in Detroit. Kids in low-income families and students of color generally don't do as well in school. What's being done to help them overcome these obstacles, the obstacles they face in preparing for college?
Yeah, so I think you already spoke about a couple of those. So there's several obstacles. One is oftentimes when a student is the first in their family to go to college, they don't necessarily have those folks in the family and or maybe in their environment they can go to and ask questions about college. So the general college knowledge and understanding the process and what a FAFSA is and how to complete an application and what classes they should be taking and how to figure out which college is going to be the best match and fit for them. So I would say just sort of college knowledge in general is one.
Let's follow up on that because, you know, if you are the first in your family, that family might have never gone through that experience. So do you help the families understand what's going on as well as a student?
Yes. So our focus is really to build the capacity of the school to create some of these things within the school. So we work primarily with principals and counselors and really help them do things like family nights and really give them kind of the resources they need to have those conversations with families. Ultimately, I think in the city of Detroit, oftentimes we begin this conversation in senior year and it's a little bit too late by then because by then you already have an established GPA. And you likely have already taken the SAT a few times. So, you know, we need to begin these conversations much earlier and start these conversations as early as middle school before that transition into high school. But yeah, this is a process that families have to be heavily involved in as well. So it's not just a student conversation. It's certainly a family conversation as well.
The Detroit College Access Network coordinates efforts by a large number of organizations. How do you go about making sure that those efforts are working toward the common goal of getting more Detroit kids prepared for and into college?
So the first thing that we do is we really have all those major organizations come together on what we call a leadership team. We all sit down together and we look at citywide data. So across all 50 of our high schools in the city, no matter if they're DPS, DPSCD, charter schools or private schools, across all those high schools, you know, what is our data telling us? How are we doing? How many of our kids are enrolling? How many of our kids are persisting? And how many of our kids are graduating? And then we set citywide priorities based on that. So as a city, as all of us here, all these organizations at the table, what can we do citywide to really help and improve the outcomes of our students?
As you've done this job, I'm wondering what you found is not working in the effort to get more kids in college.
Oh, wow. Let me say this. I think there were several high schools in the city of Detroit who kind of deemed themselves as magnet and or sort of college prep high schools. But I wouldn't say like traditionally all high schools saw themselves as that. So really helping high schools, no matter what population of students they serve or what neighborhood they're located in or where they are in Detroit, understand they have to create a college going culture. The other thing is probably college is everything post-secondary. So we use the term college, but we really mean trade, certificate, apprenticeship, 2-year, 4-year, whatever the best match and fit is for that student and that family, that's where we really want them to go.
So how do you help the schools help the students prep for college?
So some of the stuff that schools can do early is one is making sure they have at least one dedicated person in the building who's dedicated to this effort. We call that person a college access champion. And so we ask every high school to kind of identify a person as a college access champion. And then we ask them to start small. Can you start by making sure that every single senior completes one college application? Great. Now can you make sure that every senior completes the FAFSA? And now can we begin to think about what we need to do with our 9th through 11th graders so whenever you see them and you're trying to have these hard conversations if you've had for the last year or two with your seniors, they're ready and prepared for that. And so oftentimes schools start kind of with a simple campaign where they're working really hard with those seniors and then they start backwards mapping that. And some go as far as actually having an entire class dedicated to sort of, you know, what students are going to do post-high school.
Some of these kids do really well in school, and then they're faced with the SAT or the ACT test. Those tests, in large part, of course, determine eligibility for scholarships and whether some college will accept you. But not everyone does well on tests. They clutch, you know, even when they have a good handle on the material. So how can you help them get through that?
Well, one is, I think, more exposure to the SAT. Oftentimes, first-generation students think the one time they take it is the end-all, be-all. And we know that's not the truth. We know that, one, they should be taking it multiple times, and two, they should be in high-quality preparation courses, which there's a complete lack of those in the city of Detroit, external of schools, unless the school is actually offering that. And so students may feel like there aren't very many opportunities outside the school. Now, some of the schools are actually offering ACT and SAT prep, but I would say that it's not consistent across the board, and the quality of those SAT, ACT prep classes aren't consistent. But we do have Khan Academy now. And so I know many of the students and families are relying on that. And essentially, Khan Academy has now started working with College Board. So once the students take their SAT, they can actually marry their Khan Academy platform with that. So Khan Academy will give them like sort of individualized support based on the questions they miss on the SAT. So they can utilize that on their own, and that can come to their phone, that can come through, you know, a computer, and they can utilize that to actually improve their SAT scores. But as far as face to face, I think that is, you know, we just don't have enough of that in the city of Detroit. So that's one. Two, you know, making the case that they're a well-rounded student. So really utilizing those college essays to kind of tell their story and tell who they are, and maybe explaining some of the issues they've had around test taking. And so helping students understand that the college application process is a holistic process. It's not just dependent upon your SAT and GPA, although those matter a lot. There's a lot that you can do in a strong college essay.
And those essays are optional usually, right?
They are. And so one is making sure that the kids know they should definitely do the essay. And so that's something that we definitely try to talk to our schools and parents about, is like making sure that you actually complete and do the essay. That's an opportunity for them to actually see who you are beyond the other portions of the college application.
Statewide in Michigan, about 40% of the people between age 25 and 64 have earned a college degree. It says on your data dashboard that the rate of Detroit kids earning any college degree is about 16%. How are your efforts affecting the number of Detroit kids who earn a college degree?
So with things like the Promise and other opportunities, we can kind of see the financial barrier being removed. So we really rely on them to support with sort of the financial barrier that students might face. And we try to dive deeper into the other things, as I say, like college knowledge, understanding what courses you need to take and things like that. Ultimately, there's a lot that can be done in the high school space to make sure that more of our students are not only enrolling, but persisting and graduating. So over time, in the last couple of years, we have definitely seen the number of kids that are enrolling in college from Detroit increasing. One of the issues is once they land on a college campus, they're not actually persisting in graduating. And so that's made us go back and rethink about our efforts. Yes, we are getting more kids into college, but what can we do to make sure that we're getting them into places where they can actually be successful?
One of the things I've heard from community colleges is that these kids aren't ready for community college. They need remedial courses first. So who failed?
Well, I think that's part of the issue, is that we always want to point fingers at one another and say this system failed or that system failed. I think at the end of the day, we got to figure out how to work together. So, you know, if we know that many of our students are coming in needing remedial courses, there's something we can do in their 11th and 12th grade year. As we know, the 12th grade year, students aren't necessarily maxed out with high school credits, but can we use some of that time and energy? They've already taken the SAT. They've already taken these tests where we'll know whether or not they need remedial courses. Can we use that 12th grade year to take care of some of those remedial courses? And in that would actually have higher ed and K-12 working together to kind of, you know, solve those issues. And so I think it's time to kind of move beyond pointing fingers and figuring out, okay, if these are our problems, what are possible solutions that we both can do together?
What would be the most helpful thing the state of Michigan could do to help more kids in Detroit prepare for and attend college?
Wow, that's a great question. I think extending more programs like the Promise. So right now the Promise is 2-year, and I know that they have been working on a 4-year portion of the Promise. I think that would be really, really, really critical.
With state funding.
Yes. I think the other thing would be access to just more rigorous coursework in high school. Across the city of Detroit, we don't have enough AP, IB, honors classes, enough opportunities for students to take really rigorous coursework. And so I think that would be a really, really critical thing, so they can have higher test scores on the SAT, so they can get into some of the, you know, higher performing higher education institutions across the state.
Ashley Johnson is the executive director of the Detroit College Access Network. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.